contest. Girl, I fi cook it the best. Dumplings with a little lentils on it. Stew turkey, she keep it nice and fresh. Squeeze, tease me, girl, and do as you please. Every time me call, she pull up quick. Every time me call, she pull up quick.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a special episode of the Game Changers podcast. My name is Quinn Sejus, and it's a privilege to be here with you, as always. The voice you just heard a while ago is that of John Paul Jr. As you could tell, singing is John's first love. However, he didn't pursue it as a profession until now. Listen to yet another interesting guest as he details his journey from pro basketballer to artist.
How you doing, brother? How you doing? I'm doing fantastic. And you?
I'm great, man. You know, I always...
Blessings.
I always like to interview great minds. And you're a great mind, yes, man. Happy to have you on.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm trying. I appreciate that. I'm very happy to be here. Very happy to be here on your show. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You know, when you reached out, I started thinking.
Yeah.
I said, boy, this guy has such an amazing story. I want the people to hear this story.
Definitely. Right? Definitely.
So, let's get straight into it. Tell the people a little bit about yourself. Just a little bit about yourself.
Got you. Well, my name is John Gregory Paul Jr. Jr. after my dad, John Gregory Paul Sr. And I'm from the beautiful island of St. Lucia, of course, and I was born and raised in the community of Bexar. You know, I have loving parents and loving siblings. And I've loved basketball my whole life. You know, I've dedicated so much time and effort into the game. But I also have the biggest passion and love for music. And I'm someone that's, you know, someone who's very, just ready to learn. You know, my mind is always ready to learn. I feel like I'm never too old to learn and to adapt and grow. And so, definitely, by myself. Yeah.
Beautiful, man. I love that. So, okay. So, you said you love basketball. Let's deal with the known stuff first. Right? Because many people know you for this. In fact, when people see you initially, one of the first things that jumps out is your height. If you don't mind saying, how tall are you?
I'm 7 feet tall. 7 feet tall.
Wow.
Yeah, man. 7 feet tall. And I remember in high school, I was about 6'2 when I was in Form 5. And then, you know, when Coach Gabriel Inglis saw me, I think, his basketball expertise and training made me grow. And I grew about like 7-8 inches, man. And, just walking around being 7 feet, you know, you got us so much attention, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, and definitely, you know, you're really trying to, you know, duck your head over those doors because, you know, you really don't want to hit your head every time you go for a door, you know, so, yeah.
Got you. Yeah. All right. So, how did you get into basketball, though?
Well, I got started playing basketball because of my bursar at the time, which was my head coach at GCSS, George Charles Secondary School, which was closed down recently, Benny Hippolyte. You know, he taught me the fundamentals of the game. This man saw me at lunch break one time and he's like, yo, JP, like, what are you doing, man? Like, you don't play no sports. Come on, man. Like, you're 6'2", 6'1". Come on, we need a center for the team. And so I listened to him and I went. I was like, okay, I'm going to try this out. And just like that, he introduced me to the game. And after that, I just fell in love with the game.
Beautiful. So when did you decide? Because I know you spent some time playing basketball overseas. So when did you decide to go pro?
Well, there was one time, you know, I represented St. Lucia in a competition. It was after my senior year at Brandon University. You know, that year, my senior year, I really just hurt my ankle really bad. You know, I had a really bad ankle and I decided to represent my country to get, you know, my conditioning and my training better. And after that season, you know, I had teams from overseas in Spain and England, some teams overseas that wanted to sign me. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to take this tournament to really try to get myself back into shape and playing. After that tournament, I went to play for Aquara Music Cabajosa, which is in the Silver League in Spain, Pro League in Spain. And, you know, the experience was really, really fantastic. And I really learned, you know, a lot just playing in that tournament, in that league. Yeah.
Lovely. So in total, how many places have you played so far?
Wow. So I've played in China. I've played in Spain. I've played in France and I've played in Tunisia. I've played in Tunisia this year, you know, after, you know, my playing in US Tour, you know, I really wanted to do different things at the time. You know, I was really, you know, really like going in and out of my music for my passion for music. And I remember, you know, I played so good. You know, I really got attention from the top pro league in Tunisia, Pro A. And I played for Manza in the pro league in the capital of Tunisia, which is Tunis. And I mean, I was in Africa. I was in Africa playing the game of basketball, the game I love so much. And it was such a fantastic experience, brother. You know, Quinn, like it was really, really good, man. You know, I remember moving into Africa and I'm like, I don't know if this is going to be, you know, the thing I want to do. And when I went there, man, was just all love, so much love and so much, you know, was so much, you know, just love, man. And I really enjoyed my time in Tunisia.
Nice. So I went played in so many countries. What would you say your highlight is? What is the highlight of your career thus far?
My highlight is definitely my time in Semida Basketball in the National League, in the National League 3 in France, definitely last season. I was going through so much ups and downs and smiles and frowns. And, you know, I was going through the roughest of time in my career, you know, and I just fought through. And I remember when I went to Semida after Tunisia, I played so great. I was so hungry to just to prove myself. I had something to prove. And when I played for Semida, man, you know, like we didn't lose a game. You know, I was in the back there blocking shots and rebounding and dunking the basketball. And I felt like I was a part of a family and I'm still a part of the family. And, you know, being in France now, I'm about to collect my championship hat soon because, you know, we got promoted to the National 2. And, you know, they really gave me a chance to showcase my talent. And I'm forever, you know, indebted to these people. I forever will love, you know, the city of Bordeaux and the people and the supporters of Semida. You know what I'm saying? I'll forever love coaching and my teammates. And it was just by far the biggest highlight of my career, man. Biggest highlight, yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Hey, Game Changers. You know, podcasting is such a unique platform to help connect with such amazing people from all over the world and, you know, build an amazing audience. But I know many of you are really wondering, how do I get started? How do I get my episodes and my story out on all major streaming platforms? Well, I'm glad you asked. Buzzsprout is the answer to all your podcasting problems. We use Buzzsprout as a distribution hub, and we couldn't help share it with you. If you click the link in the description, you can get started today. Even better, because you're my friend, if you sign up via my link, you'll get $20 worth of credit so you can use as you please. So what you waiting for? Click the link in the description down below to get started today. Hello everybody, I hope you're enjoying the episode. This episode was made possible through a platform called Riverside FM. It's a platform that I've grown to love and it really does justice to creators. Unlike Zoom or other platforms, it records content locally and then uploads it to the cloud so you have a seamless video. If you are a creator and looking to get into this space, this is the platform for you. click the link down below to get started today. Now, I know you developed a pretty interesting nickname. I know your teammates call you Pope. What's the story?
Oh, man. Pope, man. Oh, my gosh. So, listen to this, bro. Pope wasn't... Okay, so when I went to high school, John and Paul was the Pope at the time, right? He was the Pope. You all know the Catholics, yeah, the Pope.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they started calling me Pope, you know? And, you know, I was like, man, I don't want to be going into high school, my whole high school being called Pope. And true story, bro. True story. Like all my homeboys, you know, all my friends, they know. As soon as I started playing basketball, they started calling me JP. They started calling me JP. You know, so I remember the time they used to call me Pope, man. I enjoyed it, but I really enjoyed being called JP better.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got you. Pretty interesting nickname. Now,
yeah, man.
Now, the real reason I brought you on here is to speak about something that I know that you have a passion for. You kind of mentioned it a little bit earlier on, but a lot of people might not know your music story. They might know your basketball story, but not your music story. How did you fall in love with music?
Man, I've been in love with music since I was 5 years old, man. Listen, you know, I was born and raised 70 at Venice, and I could remember very clearly my dad driving me to church, you know, and I used to listen to the Jim Reeves music, you know, the country gospel, and I fell in love with music. And I remember my mom telling me, like, yo, Gregory, unipu di junior po ali chante adidale di dafiske misye. Let me tell you, my son can sing. So I remember my mom sending me into the choir at five, bro. At five, I'm like, yo, I don't want to sing with those grown people, but like, I got so much, you know, confidence. And I remember from that confidence, I started making like singing groups. There was this time I sang with a group called the Three Hebrew Boys. It was myself. I remember Brandon and Lucius. I know, I'm pretty sure you know Lucius. And we sang Three Hebrew Boys at the Library Church. Then I met up with the Antoine family. I mean, if you know those guys, all these guys could sing. Stefan, you know, Ray, Stanley, you know, Yannick, to name a few. Like, we had this group, New Harvest. And I also had my homeboy, Shaquille Wilkinson, who's a great producer in St. Lucia right now. You know, one of the really talented musical geniuses you would meet. And with so much vision. And we sang New Harvest. Bro, all over the island, once there was, like, when there were, like, youth conventions and stuff like that, you know, I'd always be so, you know, excited, like, to go sing with the boys because, you know, I really enjoyed singing. And so I just started singing, you know, and I had that vision at a young age, right? I used to tell my guys that, you know, we could be like the Gaithers of, you know, 70 Venice music. Because the Gaithers were like, you know, that thing, like, I used to watch them on TBN. And I'm like, yo, you know, this is my dream. This is what I want us to be. And so this is how I enjoyed and I had the passion for music, and I just kept singing in the choir as well at the George Charles Secondary School. You know, I remember becoming the lead singer. That gave me real confidence. When the great Watson Alfred, I mean, everybody knows him as Wally, you know, one of the greatest Calypso kings to ever, I think he's the greatest to ever grace the St. Lucian Calypso stages. You know, he really gave me a lot of confidence. And I remember singing lead for the school choir. And then we went to the finals and we lost by 1 point.
Wow.
We lost by 1 point against Zifa Conference. I can never forget this, man. And let me tell you, man, I remember the vibration and the vibe that we had in that choir, man. Everyone in that choir till this day, you know, if we link up and we see each other, we're like, yo, remember those times? So, you know, I've always had the love for music.
Beautiful. Beautiful, man. Now, I know in the game of basketball, you would follow certain icons, right?
Yeah.
Your Kobe Bryant, your LeBron James's.
The greatest, the greatest.
Right. Yeah, I'm a huge Kobe fan.
Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, yeah.
But in the music, what would you say, or who rather would you say is your greatest influence?
My greatest influence in the music ranks would be Bob Marley because of his impact on music, the revolution that he was, you know, how people were able to listen to his message and how he was able to convey his message and create emotion to create change in society and the people around him. So, you know, I was really like very intrigued with Bob Marley. And I'm still, you know, so astonished till this day, like how his kids are so blessed by, you know, his positive impact on the world. Like if you look at Bob Marley's kids, his sons, they're also talented and they're also blessed. So, you know, I really look at his music, how, you know, he revolutionized music all around the world. And I'm just his biggest fan, man. Like, I believe that, you know, Bob Marley and the Wailers, and, you know, they really changed music and gave Caribbean people a voice to go out there and be themselves and create great music for the world.
Beautiful. Yeah, Bob is a legend.
And you know, let me tell you, man. Yeah.
You know, once you're from the Caribbean, I mean, you've had to have listened to Bob Marley's songs. I mean, you had to.
At some point.
At some point. Even if you overheard it, you know?
Yes.
And I can see why he became such an icon in your life. And I understand that. I think many people can relate to that.
Yes.
Beautiful, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, you're on this music journey, right? Now, I know that you recently, or you're working on something big. Get to speak about that?
Big, hey. Let me tell you, man, this is so big, man. Like, I'm so excited, man. I'm about to drop the music at 7 p.m. tonight, but they're going to have to wait. Let me tell you, brother, I've been wanting to drop music for a long time, like for the past 2 years when COVID came. I used to just, like, drop, like, little covers of songs that I used to do. And I'm like, I'm saying to myself, like, why are you wasting your talent, John? Like, you need to go out there and, like, just have the confidence, that same confidence that you had and the belief you had in yourself to play basketball. You got to go out there and just be comfortable and tell the world about your dream and your music. And, you know, I have this good friend in church called Marvin. And I was just telling him, like, just sharing my ideas with him and the music and what I was doing. And I knew Bill Monroe. I'm pretty sure you know Bill Monroe. Let me tell you,
definitely.
You know, I linked up with Bill and, you know, just pure vibe and energy. And they really put me into a positive mindset in the place I was at the time, because I really was trying to find myself in a way where, how can I make my music tell my story? How can I make my music, you know, tell a message to the world where it's going to spread love and joy? And I met Bill. And I pitched him the idea of the song, and this guy took his guitar and was just going off. You know what I'm saying? He was going off. And then I'm like, wow, that's great. And so me and Bill would every day just practice. I mean, religiously every day after he would work, then do his lessons, and we'd just rehearse the music. And then I was like, you know what? I got to link up my boy. I know Dimitri. And let me tell you something, man. Demetrius is going to be the greatest MC, the greatest hip hop artist that St. Lucia has ever seen. Maybe the greatest musical artist that I think they will ever see, because I'm saying this now, but you know, I just want people to hear him. But I'm telling you, like, this guy's work ethic and his natural talent and ability is like just off the chart, bro. And I met with him. I was friends with him from high school. And I remember he used to do rap battles. I'm telling you, like, form one, form two. And when I met him and I told him about, like, my musical, journey and what I want to do with music, he was like, yo, bro, I got a studio. Come, bro. Come through, bro. Like, we can work together. You know, and when I got into the studio, man, this guy was just playing music for me. And I'm like, the world needs to hear this. People need to hear this. People need to listen to this guy because he's so real. And it comes from a real place in his heart. And Let me tell you, man, and we just vibed and clicked together. Like, it's almost like we didn't miss a beat from high school. And I've been working with these two guys, and we got a project coming up. The project is called Style, and we just want to show, the Caribbean people, Caribbean women in a beautiful and majestic and, excellent way. We need to celebrate women more, and we just want to show that in our music.
Beautiful. We can't wait for that, man.
Man,
In fact,
I'm excited.
When this episode drops, we'll leave the links to all your music down below. How
I appreciate
does that sound?
That. I appreciate that very much, brother. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Lovely. Now,
sir.
People who are looking at this episode see you being a bubbly person, a very happy person.
Yeah.
But I know that there were times in your life where things didn't go very well. I know over time when you struggle with some health issues.
Yeah.
What did you learn during that time? And if you feel that you're able to, tell us a little bit of what you went through as well.
Yeah, well, at that time, it was just a period in my life where I had all my NBA dreams. And, at first, when I did my first medical, I went through, high school. You don't do no medicals in high school to play sports. At the time, I don't know if it's changed now. But I did my medical in university to play at UVU, and they told me I had a heart murmur. So they're like, the coaches are like, okay, we can take a chance. And it's nothing because a lot of people have heart murmurs,
Right.
And so when I went to play for Salt Lake in Utah, they told me, I had a heart arrhythmia, which is an irregular heartbeat, which your heart beats slowly and then it can really speed up. And so this really, kind of set me back and put me in a very, I would say, troublesome place in my mind because I had all the talent and I'm like, why would God, bring me this far and, allow those things to happen to me where I cannot go all the way in as I want to pursue the game and the dream to play in the league like I wanted to. And, there are certain things I had to accept, I had to accept, different, lifestyle changes when it comes to food and my eating habits. And it was a tough time to adjust, as a young man, because I remember at the time I was just over there alone, it was a Blackberry times.
Right,
what I'm
right.
saying? If your people ain't got Blackberry, you're not be able to communicate then. You gotta be sending emails,
Right.
I'm living overseas in the US and it was a tough time, but I was able to fight through. And like every other trial and tribulation that's come my way, I'm not perfect, I've made mistakes, I've done wrong. But at the end of the day, I know that, God is always forgiving. And when we go to him and we go on our knees and we pray to him, he's always there to guide and protect us. And we find strength and courage in his name. And, I was able to go through those trials because of my, prayer for my family and my silent prayer.
Beautiful. Everybody has a story. Everybody has hard times. I think the hard times are very important to speak about because it helps tell your story. Without the hard times, all of us would just be very plain, boring people.
So
the hard times help tell your story. I love that, man. And I'm happy that you've overcome this. And I hope somebody can take this as encouragement to overcome what they're struggling with, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we're moving on to my favorite segment of a Game Changers interview. It's called the Quick Hitters. Now, the Quick Hitter segment is a segment of rapid-fire questions.
Yeah.
Right? So you're answering them in 30 seconds or less. All right?
Yeah.
Or at least try to.
Got you.
Great. So let's go. My first question.
Get it.
Give me your top three artists, dead or alive. Go.
Tupac Shakur, Michael Jackson, and Bob Marley.
Beautiful. Nice. I thought you'd have struggled a little bit more.
Nah, this guy's in my head. Love this guy. Yeah.
Great. Next question is, what is the best piece of advice you've ever gotten?
Always pray. Never give up. Stay on your knees. Pray. It doesn't matter what situation that you're going through in your life. Go on your knees and pray.
Beautiful. And my last rapid fire question. Who would you like to see on Game Changers?
Man, I would definitely say Dimitri. You know, I mean, listen, man. When I heard this guy, man, you know, I was like, I'm so happy I'm on a record with him, because I know one day when he's, you know what I'm saying, when this guy, like, the world listens to what he has to say, it's going to be crazy, because, like, I never heard anything like him, you know. There's so much talent in the world, but, like, it's rare to find a talent, and a talent with a lot of work ethic, a talent that's right, continuously pursuing excellence. Like, we're in the studio, and, like, if this song doesn't come out the way that we envision the song to come out, the way we hear it in our head when we sing it, and the way we decide to put the music out there, and we're not leaving the studio. We're going to be there until we get that bad boy done. And so I really want people to hear about him and his music, you know, and you know what I'm saying? Also, Bill, I mean, they could do like a two-man show with Bill. Because I think Bill is so talented as well. Like, you know, his drive and passion for music is really what makes him so great. You know, he's just so always willing to learn, and he's always has an open ear as to, you know, what can I do to fix this and how can I make this sound better. So I definitely want to see Dimitri on the show.
Absolutely. And again, just make the contact happen. And we'll have him on.
Definitely. Absolutely. Man, I would love to see that. I would love to hear him talk about, you know, his musical journey.
Beautiful. Okay, John.
Yeah.
So we're on to the back end of the interview. Speak to the importance of a healthy mindset.
Oh, I mean, it's the most important. You know, your mental health is so important, man. It's like, you know, if that part of if your mind is not working at its best and its maximum, like, everything else is going to break down. Like, you will not have a fruitful and joyous life if mentally you're not there. You know what I'm saying? You could go out there and pretend and put on the show like everything is okay, but, you know, you really have to, you know, get yourself in a space in your mind where, you know what, you being yourself and everything that comes out of you is you, you know. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to, you know, to mess up. You know, no one's perfect. But at the end of the day, you know, you need to try to get the necessary help and the means of helping yourself when it comes to your mental. Because without your mental health, man, like, it's really tough to really aspire and be the things that you want to be. You know, I'm saying this from, you know, experience. You know, I've been in a place where, you know, I need to work on myself mentally. You know, being a professional athlete, there's so much things that's been thrown into your face every day. The temptations, you know, all those things. And you really have to be, you know, find yourself solid, you know, find that solid ground in your space in your life where you're like, okay, I really need to, you know, focus on myself and to love myself more and, you know, just do what I have to do, you know, to live a good life.
Beautiful. That's great advice, man. Yeah. All right. So a young person is looking at this, or anybody's looking at this, and says, hey, I want to learn a little bit more about this guy. I want to reach out to him to maybe do a music collab. How can somebody get in contact with you?
Well, you know, I'm on Instagram, 7FeetJP, you know, just hit me up, you know, contact me. I'll be more than willing to, you know, to give you guys advice. You know, I've been there, done that. You know, I'm still on my journey, learning so much. And, you know, I definitely know, hit me up for a musical, collaboration. I'm down for that. And, you know, I'll be excited to speak and, you know, to help wherever I can.
Beautiful. And we'll leave the links down to your social media, again, down below, so they can get easy access.
Blessings. I appreciate that so much. Yeah. Blessing.
Beautiful. My final question. What advice would you have for somebody who wants to elevate financially, physically, and business-wise based on your experience?
Man, a guy like me, you know, I really had to learn how to invest in and make money become something for me, you know. I was really bad with money. And, you know, you really need to get help. You know, you have to get help if you don't have the means of, you know, because when a lot of money is sent into you at a young age and you don't know what to do, you just want to go out there and get the things that you never had. You really need to, like, make good relationships with people, you know, meaningful relationships, you know, because when you're trying to achieve and be something, you need to surround yourself with positive and genuine people that love and care about you. And so those things, you know, will take care of itself. Once you have good relationships, you try to build good relationships with people, you know, where everything happens, you know, in time, you know, you have to be patient, you know, maybe you're working right now and you're like, okay, like what's happening? But no, think of the bigger picture. Think of, you know, when I work and I work and I continue this work ethic and I continue to remain consistent and I continue to display excellence, you know, in my life, you know, the vibration, you know what I'm saying, and the vibe and that energy, people will feel it around you and they will be attracted to you, and doors and opportunities that God has set for you is going to open. And so this is my advice for young people, trying to really get themselves in a financial place and a place in their life where they're comfortable living.
Beautiful. Brilliant advice, man. And to thank you so much for that. And to thank you for being such an amazing guest. You know, this interview was fantastic. Brother,
let me tell you, I'm so glad to be on the show, man. I saw the show. I saw, you know, your excellence and the way you are able to, you know, communicate with people. And, you know, I just want to see you continue doing this. And, you know what I'm saying? One day, you know, I just want to be like, you know, I was really excited to be on your show because, you know, your show really gives people, you know, this platform where they can talk about themselves. And basically, I feel like our job on earth is to share love and joy. And this is what you're doing, you know, with your platform. So I appreciate you having me here.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
This has been another amazing episode. You know, as usual, I ask you guys to like and subscribe. And also, we are on Spotify. We are on Apple Podcasts. We are wherever you get your podcasts. In fact, recently, we reached on Ghana. Ghana is the largest podcast distributor in India. So if you're in the subcontinent and you will listen to Ghana, find Game Changers there and subscribe there as well. Anyhow, as usual, until next time, stay hungry and I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Peace. Bye.
And that was it.